Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, State School land is leased for agricultural farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sports and recreational use. Lease auctions begin on Monday, October 10th in Boys City and Guymon, Tuesday, October 11th in Woodward, and Wednesday, October 12th in Enid. Week 2 auctions begin on Tuesday, October 18th in Elk City, Wednesday, October 19th in Lawton, and Thursday, October 20th in Stillwater. Auctions conclude on Monday, October 24th in Shawnee. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov and follow the prompts for the 2022 annual lease auction information or call 1-888-35-LAND for all auction locations and times. Maps and detailed lease information are available as well. School land auctions are a great opportunity for hunting, fishing, grazing, or farming, and the money benefits Oklahoma schools and colleges.
Well, good afternoon. The markets today were all over the place. We had cattle markets slightly lower in general. Everything was red except the October lives. They were up 10, settling at 143.57. The December live cattle, 45 lower at 146.90. The February, 60 lower at 150.85. The April's down 60 at 154.52. We remain below some critical moving averages, below the 20-day right now. But really, if you go back and look historically, we were down around 136 at the end of May. On the Octobers, and so we're still at $7 down. 50% of that would be around 141 from the low to the high. So possibly still in an uptrend here as the market's just kind of sideways for now. There was some 143 bid today, which lifted the market just a little bit off the lows. The feeder cattle futures ended up at around $1.17 lower in September at 175.70. The October's down 95 at 176.12. November feeders are 77 lower at 176.27. I think that what we're seeing here is a market that's really the cattle supply and demand figures are probably not all that important. It's more about what's going on in the outside markets, the equities and interest rates, et cetera. Just kind of weighing on the market here. People are a little bit more or less aggressive to buy cattle, and that's weighing on prices.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at dairydiscoveryzone.com.
Well, today's grain futures ended up mixed here and really not much different than where we started in the corn and beans. We were up anywhere from steady to two higher in the corn. December corn up 1.25 at 667.5. November beans down 3.25 at 1408. They did have a 30-cent range from the low to the high and then closed on the low. So the high was 1437. So that's kind of a disappointing close there for the soybean futures market. The wheats, on the other hand, were stronger. We were 10 to 14 higher with the December Kansas City wheat up 13.75 at 943.25 and July up 12 at 922. Some pretty ominous or threatening comments out of Russia regarding the nuclear weapons in Ukraine overnight. Just keeping that wheat market kind of off center here, and right now it's higher. Today's cotton futures were down slightly with December down 28 at 88.09. And again, the equities and interest rate futures markets all over the place. At one point overnight, we were up about 300. Then earlier today, we were down 300. Right now, we're actually almost back to unchanged, down 42 in the Dow, up 2 in the S&P. 30-year interest rates, the bonds are now down about 120 in December at 124.29. The bond futures are on their lows, and the interest rates currently on their highs.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.